1457, Malori today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif, Bemer Baron Zisel, Lila Nishmas Blima Bas, Rab Moshe, and the Refush Lame Rafol Avram, Nasanel Ben Masha Liba, Shtakav Refush Lame Psach Shachal Israel, getting back to the Allah of Achana Lachal. So, I just want to, this year actually, I want to just reverse a different shear, which we gave a short while ago. And so the shiur we gave, we said, if somebody's reading a sefer, we said like this, let's backtrack, to look at a sefer, see where you have to fix it, but I'm not going to fix it on Shabbos, I'll just make marks where I have to fix it. That you can't do for various different reasons. It could be a chan, it could be it's memsei chefsecha, okay. But now the question is, that you can't do. But I'm learning my sefer, I'm learning, finished. So now I finish learning, and I want to remember where I'm up to. So what could I do to remember where I'm up to, or I find possibly a little mistake in the sefer, whatever. So I make a little an indentation with my fingernail. We spoke about an indentation with the fingernail. So I want to mention that, even though we did mention it with some Sefer Klalim, he's quoting actually Rav Shlomo Zalman from Radvaz, but the problem is we did give a shir a long time ago, a couple of years ago, in the halachas of Kosev, writing, whereby the Mishnah Berurah says straight out not to do it. Why? It's actually the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch actually says it's okay, but he's talking about, so Mishnah Berurah explains that the Mechaber is talking about, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about parchment. Parchment, like a Sefer Torah, right? So over there, if you make an indentation, really, there's no kayama, there's no kiyam, it's not going to stay. It's going to pop up very shortly. So it's not going to stay more than 24 hours or whatever the case is. When you make, says the Mishnah Berurah over there in the Shin Mem, when you make an indentation with your fingernail, so that's going to stay. And that's what we call a reishim with a kayama. So that you're not allowed to do. That's something that's showing you that it's going to stay. It's making a sign for you. What's the sign? I remember where I'm up to, and it's going to stay. And you make an indentation, and it's similar to a letter, right? It's a drabanan, but it's very similar to almost like a letter type of a thing. Why can't you write a letter on Shabbos? Because one of the reasons is it's giving you a message, the letter A, the letter B, whatever the case is, right? So, and other reasons also, but be it as may, over here, when you make that indentation with your fingernail, it's giving you a message. So, number two, it has to be able to something that's going to last, and on paper it lasts, as opposed to parchment. So, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, not to do it. It was brought to Rav Hirschfeld, Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Shlita, also, and he said also not to do it, not to make the reishim, the indentation with one's fingernail, where they're up to. So I just wanted to reverse that, because a few shiurim ago, about 6-7 shiurim ago, we said that it was okay, and we did quote sources, of course, but definitely one should be careful not to make an indentation. Now, how do I remember where I'm up to? So we said, okay, we said al-tachana, al-preparation for the week, it's fine, that's no problem. In other words, I'm finished learning, and I'm not going to learn this sefer till Sunday, right? So what could I do? Just close the sefer, or could I put a tissue there? Could I put a bookmark there? You know, to have these bookmarks, cardboard or whatever that people have. I know I have myself, right? So you'll say, well, how could I do that? That's a chana. I'm preparing for the week. No, so that's fine. That's no problem. Putting a tissue there, putting a bookmark, But what I do want to say, one could do, we mentioned in some of the Shiurim in Kosev also a while back, that one could bend the page. You could bend the top of a page, right? I'm finished a certain page. I mean, if a person wants to do it, I know by myself personally, I don't like to bend pages in my own sefarim, and definitely not to bend pages in a shul sefer, right? If you're learning in shul or base medrash and a person bends the top of a page, that's not right, because imamish, you're ruining it. Who will give you permission to bend the page? It's not your sefer, right? See, sometimes in shul, people bend, you can't bend the page if it's not yours. So if it's yours, so good. So that's up to you. You want to bend the top of the page. Remember where you're up to. So that's okay. That's your sefer, right? So on Shabbos also. So al sachana, we said, that's fine. That's no problem, because I'm on the spot. It's for now. So I remember where I'm up to. I have to do it now, right? So, but as far as the only issue, the problem was, as far as kosev writing, making a roshim. So when it comes to bending the top of the page, So that would be okay, but not to make the indentation in the onto the page. And also, we quoted last time, I just listened to the shiur, the shiur that we gave in Kaisev a while back. It's been probably about a year and a half, plus something like that, 2 years, but since we gave it. But then also, again, I'm not quoting pages, I'm just going by what I heard in the shiur, my own shiur, when we gave it. Then Rav Simcha Benim Konshlit, in his Sefer, the Shabbos Home, he also said, quoting, not to do it is something that should not be done. But again, in conjunction with bending the page would be fine. So, and Al Tzachana, we said that's no problem at all. So I just wanted to bring that out in the open, and people should be aware, you know, that can't be done. Making any some sort of a roshim in the page should not be done Al Tzachana. And again, we backed it up with Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, just double-checking, and he said also not to do it. So it's something definitely to stay away from. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.